السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To be calm. Calm and your nafs to be calm. This call in Islam, طمأنينة. Tranquility, peace within. This feeling, not too many people know it, not too many people can live it. But imagine you content, you pleased with your Lord, you happy, and you tell him, thank you Allah. Thank you Allah for everything you give me. Thank you Allah for all your bounty. And allow me to thank you for your bounty, Ya Allah. You know this has been said in Quran when Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was wanted the throne of Bilqis from Yemen, and he's in Jerusalem. And he said, who will give it to me? One, he said, I will get it to you before you get up from your meeting. The another one, he said, the one who have the knowledge, I will get it for you before you I blink back. And when he look in the front of him, he find the throne of Bilqis in the front of him. Imagine, bounty. Right away, what he said. He said, Rabbi, my Lord, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. Oh my Lord, allow me to thank you for the bounty you have been given to me. Wa'ala walidayya and my parents. And allow me to do good deeds. This Sulaiman alayhi salam. May Allah allow us to thank him all the time for his bounty. And allow us to do good deed with for his pleasure only, Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alam. By this way, to be content and calm and happy, this is the real happiness of this dunya. This is a peace within. One person said, our days is going by, and our age is going by with our time, with a calculation very, very precise has been already decreed for us. Everything has been written in Lawh al-Mahfuz. No one know it except Allah. And he give us the keys of the unseen. No. He have the keys of the unseen. And he tell us about it in chapter Al-An'am, verse 59. And what he said? He said, I know and I own the treasure of everything. Are you content and happy? Are you in peace within with your Lord? And if you do that, you will generate it in all the environment around you. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do you know the real merchant? The real merchant, the one who wake up in the morning and he said, Allah, allow me to gain the utmost of this day. And he gained the utmost thousand of million of hasanat. May Allah make us among those by being among dhakirin, shakirin, hamidin, musabbihin, radin, murtadin. And may Allah allow us to be the worker to elevate His name, alleviate the suffering of others, and spread the message. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And these people, Allah talk about them, يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. These people, they are, after a merchant, will never go sour, will never be lost. The mercy of Allah is so high. The mercy of Allah is so high. The mercy of Allah is so high. The mercy of Allah is Jannah. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it to his companion. Ala sil'at Allah ghaliya. The sil'at Allah ghaliya. The mercy of Allah is so high, so exalted. What is it? Jannah. May Allah make us the merchant of Jannah, inshallah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, elevate yourself. Elevate yourself if you love yourself. Elevate yourself with loving Allah. Elevate yourself with loving each other. Elevate yourself with peace and tranquility with your Lord and thanking Him. Elevate yourself with dhikrullah. Elevate yourself with thanking Allah. Elevate yourself with the best action, with a smile. And elevate yourself with bonding with each other. Elevate yourself with bonding with the angel of Allah by being in constant zikr of Allah. Elevate your soul. Elevate your soul because the time is very short and very soon we're leaving. And the time is not stopping. The time is going very fast. And it's up to us to gain or waste. Smile. Thank Allah. Forget the bickering and agony and even the mischief. No, forget it. Because it's a very small amount of moment compared to the bounty of Allah, dunya and akhirah. And remember, this is a land of trial. It's not Jannah. We'll never go the way we want it all the time and the way we want it. But we are in the hand of Allah. We are in the decree, in the qadr of Allah. We are with Allah under His control. And if I trust in Allah, rely on Allah, believe in Allah, thanking Allah, remember Allah, praising Allah, beg Allah to elevate me with His quality and the quality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is very short. Time is very short. Time is very short. And very soon we will wake up. We find ourselves in the grave. And all what we're aching for and whatever is not a big deal. Because what is coming is a big deal. The journey of death and the journey of soul after death, this is a big deal. This is a big deal we forget. This is not what we're looking for. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, imagine yourself dead. Put yourself on the floor, consider yourself dead, and think what you worry about, what you will be worried about. Before, house, this, that, wallahi no. The moment you die, you will wish you remember Allah. You will wish you thank Allah. You will wish you praise Allah. You will wish you love Allah. You will wish you be belong to Allah. You will wish Allah will be with you. And you will wish to said, or you hear, Labbaika Abdi. Oh my servant, I'm here for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those who end up with a real shahada to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bear witness we are a Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who the moment of death we hear the sound coming from Allah, Labbaik Abdi, O my servant, I'm here to serve you. I'm here to be with you and for you. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, forget everything in this life except what is good for Sabilillah. Rise up, rise up, rise up from the weakness of our nafs and the wicked of our nafs. Rise up high and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decorate you with the nur and hidayah and basira and hikmah and ability to be for Him. and don't waste any moment without dhikrullah, remember Allah, thanking Allah, be good for sabilillah, and ibtasim and smile to each other, be good to each other, bond with each other. Is no time. Wallahi, is no time. Time is running very fast in the front of us, and we cannot grab it. We cannot slow it down. And before you know it, poof, finished. And we're not coming back. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do, we do not know how many breathe left in our life. Do, and don't lose time. Jazakum Allah kull khair. May Allah make us among those. Ameen ya Rabbil Alam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. I was thinking about what I said, but do we remember it? Why we do not remember it? Why we do not remember is today might be my last day. Why I don't remember, I might be dropping dead now. Do you know why? Meaning I'm full of dunya. If you read the story of the messenger prophet, the companion of Rasulullah, tabi'in, tabi' tabi'in, read about them. They will make you think and be in a different state of mind completely. What happened if Quran, dhikrullah, I do not remember death and akhirah, is alive in me? This is what's happening now. Believe me, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I'm really scared. It's care for myself. There's no one to support me. I'm trying to support others, but nobody support me. Everyone try to push me down. All the good companion I used to have in the past, I don't have it. Everyone want the dunya so bad. Nobody want akhirah. We think we do, but we don't. How many times I want to sit down facing Qibla and call Ya Allah? How many times I really want beg Allah to give me good ending? How many times I wake up in the morning and I said, Allah, if this is my last day, make it the best, Ya Allah. And I strive for it. How many times I said, Allah, make me gain my day, Ya Allah. How many nights I said, Ya Allah, in case I do not wake up, take me, Ya Allah, with your pleasure, Ya Allah. How many times during the day I try to make sure my heart is clean. I have nothing against anyone. And at least I intend to do good deed. And I do my best. And I'm thinking about the ummah. I make dua for the ummah. I make dua for everyone. I care about what's going on. And I beg Allah to make it easy for all those who are suffering. And allow me to help. At least with my dua. This call iman. This call akhirah. This call the vigilant. And awareness and witness. This call iman and nur and basira. You remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever wake up and he has only one ham, only one thought, one agony, one ambition, is dunya. Allah stamp between his eyes the stamp of his poverty and fill his heart with poverty and fill his hand with work and make him so busy, and he will not get from dunya except what is written for him. And Allah hate him most. And whoever wake up and only his hum is the hum of Akhirah. Only he care about Akhirah. Allah is stamped between his eyes with a stamp of richness and fill his heart with righteousness. And he make his hand empty from work, meaning he give him barakah of the time. He give him space and time, ease and peace. And dunya coming underneath his feet. And he make people united to him. And most of all, and Allah will be pleased with him. Choose which one you want to be. Think about who you are. Sometimes I sit down and I want to scream. I'm screaming inside. I'm aching inside. I'm suffering inside. I'm dying inside. Imagine when all the people you deal with them, nobody want to talk about Allah. Nobody want to remember Allah. Nobody want to support you to elevate the deen of Allah. Nobody. Nobody. It's really scary. It's very scary. We're not serious. I swear by Allah that when I meet him, we're not serious at all. We're taking the deen of Allah as a joke. We take it as a style. We take it as a feeling. If I feel like it, if it come into my mind today, even good deed, we're doing it according to the feeling. I do not see commitment. I do not see persistent. I do not see a person really have this deen of Allah as a merchant, as a business, as a bargain between him and Allah. You know, I remind you, if my memory is correct, verse 11 or 12, Shaptar As-Saf. Do you know this verse is, what is it? If you believe in Allah wa Rasuluh and you strive for Sabilillah with yourself and your money until you meet Allah, do you know what it means? And you die in this state, you're the only one will be saved from the torture and the grave, according to this verse. If you don't believe me, go study this verse with a complete tafsir and see what the Mufassireen said, what Rasulullah said, what the companion said about it. It's not one deed. It's not one deed if I feel like it today. This is to have intention. I am for you, Ya Allah, with myself and my money, until I meet you, Ya Allah. And if you have sidq and you live it until you meet Allah, wonder what happened. You will not be tortured in the grave. When I read this, when I read about what will happen to me in the grave, I don't want it. I really do not want it. I am full of sins. I'm weak. My history is dark. How I can pass? Just look at how much we do backbiting. Thought, talk, nonsense, bad eyes, bad talk, bad this, bad, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Are we serious? Please, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, read about death and journey after death and the journey of the grave. And after all this, if this talk, not talk, if all the ahadith and ayat about the journey after death do not move you and make you real serious, nothing I can do for you. And oh Allah, if you, Ya Allah, sending a fitna to this earth, Ya Allah, take me please. Take me before I belong to the fitna. It's spreading fitna. It's bunching fitna. Take me with your pleasure, Ya Allah. 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 My dear brother and sister in Islam, be serious. It's not a joke. Dunya is a joke because it's not real. But Akhirah is not a joke. Akhirah is real. This haqq al-yaqeen. علم اليقين. This is the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what makes us a believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves, save us from heedlessness, save us from our nafs, save us from the temptation of dunya, and make us among those who committed the bargain between us and Allah. To strive to elevate the deen of Allah, alleviate the suffering of other until we meet Allah. It has to be a commitment until we meet Allah. And I have to strive my time, my thought, my love, my impression, my everything, my priority, my money for only one thing, to elevate the deen of Allah. May Allah make us among those. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. The deen of Allah need us. We need the deen of Allah. We need to elevate ourselves with the deen of Allah. And we need to elevate the deen of Allah in earth. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyy al-Azim. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyy al-Azim. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربي إلهي مولاي اجعلني صادق الوعد والعهد والسرير والعلانية واجعلني لك بك وحدك يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم تقبل اللهم تقبل اللهم بارك وتقبل اللهم ضع البركة والنور والقبول والإخلاص والصدق فيما أفعل وفيما أقول وارزقنا حسن الخاتمة يا رب العالمين بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا أمين أمين يا رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.